Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Our sacrifices, dear God, are our broken spirits.
The broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.
Hymn 39.
Who healeth all thy diseases,
who redeemeth thy life from destruction,
who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies,
who satisfieth thy mouth with good things,
so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment
for all that are oppressed.
He made known his ways unto Moses,
his acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious,
slow to anger and plenteous of mercy.
He will not always chide,
neither will he keep his anger forever.
He hath not dealt with us after our sins,
nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven is high above the earth,
so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west,
so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Like as the Father pitieth his children,
so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
For he knoweth our frame,
he remembereth that we are dust.
As for man, his days are as grass,
as the flower of the field, so he flourishes.
For the wind passeth over it, and it's gone,
and the place thereof shall know it no more.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting upon them that fear him,
and his righteousness unto children and children,
to such as keep his commandment, his covenant,
and to those that remember his commandments to do them.
The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens,
and his kingdom ruleth over all.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength,
that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word.
Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts,
ye ministers of his and of his pleasure.
Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Please be seated. The Old Testament lesson, Deuteronomy chapter 8. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe and do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knowest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee known to, knowing that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, and neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider thine heart, that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, fountains, and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou may diggest brass. Then thou shalt eat, and art be full. Then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given you. So far the Old Testament. This evening's epistle, Philippians chapter 4. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense of the confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and to the disobedient of the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answered him and said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. So far, we continue with our sermon hymn 371. Please be seated.
Jesus, my Lord, and my Savior.
text this evening is verse 1 of Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So far, please be seated. You know, if we look for disappointment, we will always find it. Perhaps a lot of things went wrong this year. Plans failed, unexpected illness, perhaps a great sorrow. But tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. Tomorrow especially, that each of us thank God for all of his blessings. To begin with, this morning we woke up, not on the floor, not on a park bench, the bare ground, where many other persons slept last night. We were at home, not in a prison camp, not in a single room for the whole family, not in a ghetto. Now let's see. What shall I wear today? A very simple decision for many to make. The same thing that they slept in. Then perhaps we turn on the furnace. And yes, we all have a furnace to turn up. Next question, what's for breakfast? For many Chinese, that's not a problem. They drink the water in which they cooked last night's rice because that's all there is. But there are countless men, women, and children who don't even have to ask the question, what are we going to eat? Because the answer is not even in a garbage can. They have no garbage cans because they have no garbage. And then we send our children off to school. Husbands and wives go to work because we have schools, because we have jobs. We turn on the radio to listen to some music, not reports about bombings, air raids, invasions. And we meet with our friends. And we complain about the mileage we get on our new car. We complain about the light bulb that burnt out in the bathroom again. In no other countries are there such complaints because there are no cars. There are no lights. There are no bathrooms. We criticize our government, but then finally we go to bed feeling safe, not fearing a knock on the door in the middle of the night. Sunday morning we hear the church bells, and we go to church, not realizing that in many parts of the world there are no church bells because there are no churches. We watch a ball game on television, not invading armies. And when feeling ill, we go to the doctor, to the hospital, expecting to find a doctor and a hospital. Little things, perhaps, but you add them all up and they amount to very, very much. Our refrigerators are filled, our cupboards are loaded, our barns are bursting with great harvest. And if we're not blessed, then who is? God's mercy are new every single morning. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And all this goodness comes undeserved to us sinners from God. A God who is gracious for the sake of Jesus Christ our Savior. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. This evening we gather here to do just that, to worship the Lord, to give thanks to the Lord, not only for the many material blessings that we have received, but for the greatest of all blessings that anyone can receive, the blessing of a very black Friday afternoon, when God's only begotten Son withered in both body and soul, dying in agony on a cross. It was on this bloody Sunday that God heaped his total wrath, your sins and my sins, upon his very own Son. The hell he suffered should have been our hell. The agony we should have paid, he paid in full. This was God's final gift for our redemption. No greater gift could ever be given. See his hands, they're reaching out for us. Look at his feet, they have walked the last mile for us. Look at his eyes, they have closed in death for us. But also the angel standing in the empty tomb and hear our Savior say, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. The marvel of it all is that none of us deserve anything from God. As earthly creatures of a sinful world, never attaining to the holiness that God demands, our Heavenly Father, with due justice, could have pulled the plug on each and every one of us. But our God, unfathomable in his mercy and love, gave his way out, gave us his way out, trusting faith in the atoning death of Jesus Christ on that cursed cross to save us from all of our sins. Now, because of what Christ has done for us, we shall receive heavenly blessings. We shall be transported from God's church here on earth to his church in heaven, and we shall sing his praises. All the riches of heaven shall belong to us. And we shall find ourselves without spot, without blemish, without corruption. O, give thanks unto the Lord, who daily blesses us with the benefits of the body, not with thimblefuls, but with loads of blessings. And let us tomorrow and each day pour out our thanksgiving before his throne of grace, praying always to forgive us of our many sins for Christ's sake, and to continue to bless us in the future as he has in the past. O, give thanks unto the Lord, who daily blesses us with benefits of the soul, the forgiveness of our sins, peace with God, and the sure hope of everlasting life. Day after day, the Holy Spirit assures us of this peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ, strengthens our faith through word and sacrament, giving us courage to face each day and tomorrow, no matter what happens. Once again, O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this evening, and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with our thanksgiving offering. Please be seated. prepare for Holy Communion through our confession and absolution. And all together, O Almighty God, merciful Father, I am poor wretched sinner, confess to thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy and sincere Christian death, of thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thanksgiving Eve Litany, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, from whom cometh all good and perfect gifts, we call to remember through your loving kindness and tender mercies which are ours with a grateful heart, and we lift up our voices of thanksgiving.
For thy Son, Jesus, our Savior, who took upon himself all our sins, who wraps us in his righteousness, and washes us with his blood, we thank you, O God.
For your Holy Spirit, who touches our hearts and lives through your word and sacraments, and keeps us in the one true faith, we thank you, God.
For the faith which dispels the shadows of earth and fills the saddest and last moments of life with the quiet of an immortal hope, for our blessed inheritance deserved in heaven, we thank you, O God.
For the sacrament of Holy Communion which you have given to your church, which we are about to receive, for in truth we do receive the true body and the true blood of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins. For this, O God, we thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which you were betrayed to the bread, and when he gave the thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
True body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat.
And please rise for the closing prayer. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose mercies are new unto us every day, and who, though we have no way to deserve you your goodness, still provide for all of our wants of body and soul, we pray thee, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness towards us, giving thanks for all your benefits, and to serve you in a willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
God of all grace and love, we praise you with our lips. Grant that we may also praise you in faithful living, to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Receive the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Closing hymn 50.
Good evening.